The following is an exclusive presentation of News Radio KMAN, your home for K-State athletics. It's game time. This is The Game on News Radio KMAN.
Did you guys see Desi Seals has been featured in the March Madness promo?
I did. I saw that last night.
Yeah, I've seen that a number of times. Love it.
Well, speaking of March Madness, AJ, kill the music. Kill the music.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
With the kids, as is tradition, we play Andy Williams. Because it is the most wonderful time of the year for fans.
You know, my grandparents for a number of years would go down to Branson, Missouri to see him during Christmas.
Not a surprise. Residency in Branson?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who doesn't have a residency in Branson? I mean, for crying out loud, Yakov Smirnoff works not even 200 days a year down there.
No, really? NCAA tournament first four will get underway today, and then it continues tomorrow. Then the first round starts at 11 a.m. with coverage here on K-Man Thursday.
10 a.m. pregame.
Yeah, NCAA coverage, wall-to-wall coverage here on K-Man, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. Want to thank them for their support in bringing you the NCAA tournament right here on K-Man. Plus, the bracket challenge is open. Get signed up. Fill out your bracket at newsradiokman.com or 1015krock.com or any of our station websites. Get signed up. Fill out the bracket. You have a chance to win $750 in cash. How about a 65-inch Roku TV? That's a big TV, guys.
We were discussing, you mentioned yesterday being able,
months ago, picking up a 65-inch TV. And I live in a small place, but I made it work. And guess what? It's pretty awesome. Third place will receive a $250 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu.
Great for grilling this summer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, grilling season has kicked off, guys. It's the first day of spring. Mm-hmm. Warmer weather. Absolutely. So again, newsradiokman.com and fill out your bracket for the Booth Creek Wagyu Bracket Challenge right now. It'll officially close at 11 a.m. on Thursday with the first round of the NCAA tournament kicking off. Here on K-Man tonight, we'll first have coverage of K-State baseball at Wichita State. It'll be the return of Chuck Ingram to his old team. I'm sure he's going to run into a lot of familiar faces. Chucky, welcome back, or however they talk in Wichita. They'll give him the Wichita greeting.
And then they say, we're going to go out and beat your brains in.
Yeah, something along those lines, yeah.
You know, this would be, you know, if you were to go, you want to talk like quad one, quad two type of games. This is a quad one game for K-State tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Batcats will have a pregame at 5:30, first pitch at 6 o'clock. Brian Smoller heading down to X Stadium. And then at 7 o'clock, that game will go online, as then we'll start pregame coverage of the K-State men's basketball team. First round of the NIT visiting the Iowa Hawkeyes. The K-State women back in November already beat Iowa in Iowa City.
There you go.
Now it's time for the men to get it done in advance to the round of 16 and potentially host the second round of the NIT against the winner of Utah and UC Irvine. Don't like bringing up UC Irvine when it comes to K-State postseason basketball. They once upset the Cats in the first round of the NCAA tournament after Bruce Weber's second time of winning a Big 12 championship. Mm-hmm. Dean Wade was once again not available for postseason play.
Right.
What a hectic time, though, it is for coaches of college basketball. I mean, first of all, we didn't even get to the college football stories of the day. I mean, just quickly, college football playoff, ESPN agreeing to a deal through 2031-32. That's what, like $8 billion or something like that?
Yeah, over $7 billion, 7 point whatever.
So round it up, just making it even $8 billion. What's the difference between $7.5 and $8 billion?
One of the good things about this, though, in the midst of all of the discussion, it means that when that contract goes into effect, the championship game will actually be on over-the-air television again.
And I love that.
On ABC.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's where it rightfully should be. I mean, it just reminds me of Keith Jackson in the old games, in the old national championship games on ABC.
I really get the feeling that last year's writer's strike forcing ABC's hand a little bit to put Monday Night Football over on ABC during the course of the season rather than having it ESPN exclusive actually changed their minds on doing some more of these types of things, on actually making sure that they program more on ABC than ESPN constantly.
So, and of course, the playoff after the first 2 years, the only 2 years of 12 teams, it will expand to 14 teams. We already knew about that. Clemson has filed a lawsuit against the ACC about their exit fees and all that nonsense. They're like Florida State. They're on their way out as well. So more chaos potentially coming with conference realignment, another lawsuit taking place in the ACC because of that trash media rights deal that the ACC signed. That was for a long time.
Here, we thought that they were in the better stead because they actually had themselves a linear network. Think about that for a moment. The linear network isn't panning out for them. The digital actually has worked okay for the Big 12, as much as we complain about it.
Meanwhile, if you ask now college basketball coaches about how fun of a time it is right now, it depends on who you ask. There's a lot of different attitudes in college basketball right now. Some are riding high, and that's mostly everybody in the NCAA tournament. Different story for those entering the NIT, and you know, Coach Drum Tang yesterday had a press conference with the local media after they landed in Iowa City, just kind of talking about those things and reason why from Drum Tang of playing in the NIT instead of opting out.
Is just being able to spend another day together as a team. We love each other, love being around each other, have a great time, and so it's just exciting for us that we get to continue our season.
You've seen a number of teams opt out, like Oklahoma and Pitt and St. John's. Maybe a lot does go into it, NIT, and if it wasn't for a number of programs opting out of the NIT, K-State would probably not get in if everybody that opted out decided to stay in it. But what also adds to the drama, the busy schedule that's already crazy busy, I mean, what a turnaround. I mean, it's less than 24 hours or 48 hours after K-State finds out the opponent, that they're going on the road. They are not a top four seed for the NIT, so that means they are on the road. Less than 48 hours, they're going to play in that NIT game. It's like if you're a first four team on Selection Sunday, you find out, well, less than 48 hours later, some of those teams are actually playing a game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an extremely fast turnaround. But what also happened yesterday was a transfer portal opened. And so you have the portal open while the season, I mean, when it comes to viewership, fans being bought in, the crazy hectic time for the NCAA, this is where the NCAA is going to make all their money. With the NCAA tournament, this is where they bring in the bags of cash because of the NCAA tournament. But this is also a pretty important recruiting time.
Right.
Now, I am not critical of anybody that wants to play in the NIT or wants to opt out. Do what you want to do. Do what you feel is best for your program. I really don't have an opinion any other way. But it is possible to try to do both things. I mean, K-State, you know, before the portal was open, was right out there recruiting after they lost to Iowa State in the Big 12 tournament. But if you pay attention to social media, it feels like I've seen 10 different guys that have already entered the portal, and you're seeing these tweets come out by On3 or whoever is saying, like, okay, this guy from Drexel, I can't remember his name, but he's averaging 13 points a game, is a really strong player. He opts into the portal after a very strong year. And you're seeing just about K-State on every one of those lists. So work is already being put in. K-State and a number of other teams are showing that it is possible, even though it's crazy hectic. You're right now not able to really host anybody for visits, even though I don't think it'd be this quickly happening, of course. But after today, you never know how fast the ball can get rolling with potential guys. It's possible to put in all this work. It's just extremely stressful, not as much sleep. It's a lot going on at one time. and I think it was Jeff Mindy last night. It's like, you know, it's on the coaches that all this is happening at one time. We got to figure out a way to be able to schedule this out better so it's not incredibly hectic that the portal opens the day before the NCAA tournament and NIT get underway.
Right.
To me, that makes no sense. It's like, and I know it's that way for football, but they're also just playing one game and it's weeks down the road as, of course, recruiting with the portal opening takes off. For these basketball programs, it's right away. It's a lot happening at once. So they got to figure out a way to, let's stretch this out a little bit so we don't have these things piling on top of one another.
One of the things that strikes me, though, you brought up football, and something that is happening more and more at the football level, and we've noticed it even with K-State, and that is you're putting personnel people into place inside the support staff. And you're going to see probably maybe one or two more guys added to basketball staffs just to handle that personnel aspect when you get to this time of year, especially. Guys that have you organized and ready to go so that you can be on everybody that's in the transfer portal, just as an example.
Well, and I see benefits out of K-State staying with the NIT.
Yes.
Just I haven't heard anybody talk about this. This is just my opinion. But when the portal opens, what are all these coaches doing? Well, they're recruiting their own players.
True.
Not only just recruiting the portal, but they're also recruiting their own players, the guys they want to stick around. After senior day, everybody was chanting David Gasson's name.
Mm-hmm.
So you would imagine, and Tang was rooting it on, like, keep it going. Let's keep this going. David had, I thought, had a great year. He had a great Big 12 run. He got better as the season went on. I mean, you could build a heck of a team around guys like Arthur Kaluma, Cam Carter, David Gasson, these older guys, experienced guys that you could. It's possible they can build something around those guys with them still being all together. They're practicing still together.
Why some of them probably did not elect to go ahead and continue. There are some situations where the coach is just absolutely tired of that group of guys. Just done with them. Absolutely done with them. And wants nothing else to do with a game, action, or practice with them until he can get himself tamed down a little bit. I've seen it. You know, where the attitude is just, no, this isn't going to work. We're not playing a postseason game. We're not going to win it.
All right, let's turn our attention to the K-State women. Again, I've been hooked on the K-State website, the ticket portion of the website, watching the ticket sales. Now that it's been broken into different sessions, if you get, you know, Friday session, which is just all one session, so you get two games for the price of one or whatever. And then we had a long, outside of Bramlage was a long line of students. A long line of students.
Good.
To go get those free tickets. I got a pretty good feeling this is going to sell out, and that's awesome. Not there yet. There's still some work to do, but guys, guess what I got? I have two tickets for Friday to give away. We're going to do that next. Two tickets. So again, you'll get
two tickets.
You'll get K-State. You'll get Portland. Then you'll get the second game between Colorado and Drake for these two tickets. So if you're listening, you don't have tickets yet, and you would like a pair of tickets on us here at K-Man, your chance to win is coming up next. So get ready to call in. I'll give you the phone number. And we'll do the giveaway when we come back. Plus, Jeff Mitty will join us at 4:40. So we are K-State Women's Basketball Heavy for the next couple of segments. Ticket giveaway for the NCAA tournament is after these words. There's a scene where Tanaka and Pedro Serrano, they're at a bar and they're singing this.
Oh, good God.
Like on stage or something. I haven't seen Back to the Minors in a long time, but I think Major League 3, that came out in 98, guys, what, 10 years after the first one came out or something like that, is an underrated movie. It's not going to get great reviews. I can't remember the actor's name that was the manager, but I thought he did a really good job. in the movie. But anyway. All right. What do you think, AJ? We need to get a caller, don't we?
I would say so.
Well, here's what we're doing here. Now, right now, we are giving away two tickets to Session 1. That's on Friday of the Women's NCAA Tournament here in Manhattan. First round with K-State taking on Portland at 3:30, then Colorado and Drake would play at 7 o'clock. So AJ's going to take our first caller. And this first caller we're going to have here on K-Man do a little trivia to win these tickets. So AJ's working on getting our caller right now. And again, this is just for Session 1. This is just for Friday. This does not include Sunday. So just Friday games. K-State playing at 3:30 against Portland. Learning today, I've never seen a Portland basketball game in my life. And so they both wear purple.
Mm-hmm.
K-State and Portland both wear purple. We're still working on getting a caller. The phone lines are lighting up like crazy. So
people want the chance.
Yeah.
You didn't know that Portland was all purple, huh?
No.
Sit on the cliffs. The school sits on the cliffs.
They're the Portland Pilots. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, what color do you associate with Pilots? I'm thinking like white and blue, like a navy blue or something like that.
Yeah.
Navy, you know, maybe some gold in there. Not purple. Purple is just not a color I associate with Pilots.
I got you.
No offense to Pilots out there that like purple. I like purple. I'm not a pilot. All right, we're ready to go. All right, we got our player participating in some trivia. This is K-State Women's Basketball NCAA Tournament Trivia. Travis from Manhattan. What's going on, Travis? Oh. Oh, my goodness. We lost Travis.
Well, that isn't going to go well.
We lost Travis. Travis, I think your opportunity to win tickets have gone bye-bye.
I know.
Well, sorry, Travis. You don't get to play now. We lost Travis. I've pulled together three NCAA tournament questions about K-State hoops.
Three, two, oh, anyway. Game time on Friday afternoon, that 3:30 start, still rankles me to no end that's where ESPN stuck up.
All right.
Just frustrating.
We have our next contestant, Kathy from Manhattan. Kathy, are you with us? Kathy, can you hear us?
Yes.
Kathy, what are you up to today?
Well, I am just on a drive. It's a beautiful day to be outside listening to you guys.
Well, we appreciate you listening to us, and right now is your opportunity to win two tickets to Friday and watch the K-State women in the first round take on Portland in the NCAA tournament from Bramlage Coliseum. So here's what we're going to do, Kathy, which, by the way, is my mom's name. We're going to give you a total of three questions, but you only need to get two right to win the tickets, and it's 50-50 for each question. Pretty simple, right?
Okay.
All right.
Not lousy at this, but go for it.
All right. Well, let's see here. Let's go with this first question. Again, this is K-State Women's Basketball March Madness Trivia. Your first question, Kathy. Does K-State or Portland have the most first-round wins in their NCAA tournament program history? So again, is it either K-State or Portland who has the most first-round wins in their program's history?
K-State.
What do you think, Troy? Do you like K-State as the right answer?
I do.
The correct answer is K-State.
Yay!
So K-State, this will be their 18th NCAA tournament. They are 12-5 in the first round. That's a phenomenal mm-hmm. record.
That's a great record.
In the first round historically. Portland is 0-5. They have never won a first-round game. So, Kathy, you are I was about to give a grade level, but I don't know if that would make any sense. All right, so your next question, Kathy. By the way, Kathy with a K or a C?
K.
Okay. K-A-T-H-Y?
Yes.
All right. Kathy with a K. Your second question. So the last time K-State women's basketball hosted the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament was 7 years ago, 2017. K-State was a 7 seed. Now, you may have heard that outside of K-State playing on Friday, there's a game between Colorado and Drake. Well, K-State in that first round in 2017 played one of those teams. So the question is, who was the 10 seed that K-State beat in 2017 to go to the second round? Was it Colorado or Drake?
Colorado.
That answer is... Oh, incorrect.
Oh, no.
So it was the Drake Bulldogs, and K-State won 67-54. Breonna Lewis with a double-double, 23 points and 11 rebounds. All right. This is your last chance here, Kathy, to win the tickets.
We're with you, Kathy. You got this.
We're all cheering for you. All right. Your last question is for the tickets. Who is K-State's all-time leading scorer in the NCAA tournament? Is it Kendra Wecker or Nicole Borth?
Kendra Wecker.
Are you sure?
No.
All right, well, she's already given her answer. It's locked in. The answer is in. Is it Kendra Wecker? Yes, it is. Oh. Kathy, you got it done. I was sweating. Kathy, Kendra Wecker has scored 159 points in 9 games in the NCAA tournament. Nicole Borth is a salesperson here.
Oh, good.
Who will actually be on? She'll actually be on tomorrow's show. She's self-proclaimed, doesn't know anything about college basketball. Will predict the men's NCAA tournament.
She's taking over Steven's role.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she is. Kathy, you have won the tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Where do I pick them up?
Well, here's what we'll do. We're going to put you on hold, and AJ is going to pick up. He's going to take down your information, and he's going to give you all the info you need to come pick up the tickets. Sound good?
Okay. That sounds great.
All right. That's Kathy from Manhattan, everybody. She won it. Just barely on the last question, but she knew just enough about K-State women's basketball in the NCAA tournament. Would you have gone 3-for-3?
Yes.
Did you remember that 2017 game?
I did not, but I just did a little figuring in my head and went, yeah, that probably was going to be Drake.
I remember Drake showing up, and I was like, they actually brought a pretty decent amount of fans from Des Moines. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is actually a really solid turnout. Plus, with it being the NCAA tournament, so like for tomorrow, I would imagine, I don't know if they're going to do it, but Portland has the option to bring their own band and bring their own cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. Colorado and Drake will each have their own bands and their own cheerleaders in the house. And for those that may not remember, even though K-State is hosting, it has to be as neutral of a site as possible.
Yeah,
there'll just be a lot of K-State. If you've seen pictures, they've already started putting up NCAA logos and banners first and second round. The court will obviously still be the same. It won't be like a March Madness court. It'll still be K-State's floor in Bramlage Coliseum. But again, congratulations to Kathy from Manhattan. She is going to the NCAA tournament. You never know. There may be another opportunity to win tickets for the NCAA tournament. As a matter of fact, I hear Troy on the morning show may have some tickets to give away. Are we thinking tomorrow?
Yeah, that will be tomorrow morning.
All right. So tomorrow morning is your next opportunity to win 2 tickets to the NCAA tournament with the Cats hosting, beginning on Friday with their game at 3:30 against Portland. Let's take a break. Speaking of the K-State women, head coach Jeff Mitty. Taking time out of his busy schedule, we're now pleased to be joined by K-State women's basketball coach Jeff Mitty, who gets ready for the Portland Pilots in a 4-13 matchup in Bramlage Coliseum. Tips off at 3:30 pregame here on KMN begins at 3 o'clock. Coach Mitty, really appreciate your time. What has these last 2 days been like for your program? I'm sure really busy, but are you guys getting any sleep right now? Coach Mitty, do we have you?
I am on.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties today. Let's go back. Going back to the first question here, I want to just know about these last 2 days, if it's been crazy, if it's just been filled with a lot going on, and if you guys are getting any sleep right now.
You know, it has been crazy. It's a lot of things going on. Obviously, when you host, it's different because you're also working on some logistics that go on with your facility being used for other teams' practices. So all those things. Now, from the basketball side of things, pretty normal. We were off on Monday after the selection show, so we got back to work today on the court. That was pretty solid. That was normal, but a lot of excitement going on, a lot of tickets already being sold. So all those things are real good problems to have.
Now, going back to Sunday, obviously, you know, it was kind of an emotional day, really wanting that four seed. But, I mean, that selection show started at 7 o'clock. Is what's now Selection Sunday, is that one of the longest days of the year?
Yeah, it is, because, you know, obviously you start off the morning and it's a long day. It was a different bubble watch for us in the sense that we weren't worried that we were in, but we were right on the bubble of hosting, right? So, there's a lot of anxiousness. We practiced that day. So, the day started off early, but then once you get to the 7 o'clock, now you have your opponent. You've got your other teams coming to Manhattan. Everybody's got things to do, whether it be, like I mentioned, the logistics of practices, meals, all the things that go into it, or just the film work that goes into it. So, yeah, we didn't shut it down here till late. Got home, worked until early in the morning, and, it's been busy ever since.
I mean, we knew heading into the year that this could be a really special team. I'm sure, you know, hosting the NCAA tournament wasn't just a thought that entered your guys' minds during the season. When it comes to potentially hosting for the NCAA tournament, is this something you have to start to plan for, like, months in advance?
Well, not necessarily. I think, from a team standpoint, it was one of our goals in the summer. When you talk about the preparation for planning, if you are one of the teams, the top 30 teams, you get some information from the NCAA really about the start of February. So all those things would be arena availability, hotel availability, just those things that go into hosting the event. So, but I don't deal with any of that. Those are all administration, and Casey Jones handles that for us and our staff here. So, she's a liaison with administration on handling all those things. So I don't really deal with any of those administrative things. But there's a lot of work that goes into it for a lot of people, and I appreciate the work that they put in, because it is a lot of work for our staff, table crews, arena facilities, all those things. It takes a lot of people to put on an event like this.
How often are you getting updates on how many tickets have been sold for this weekend?
Well, I went by to see the students this morning because their pickup started this morning. So there was about 150 in line when I went over there a little after 9. I'm getting updates usually at the start of the day and at the end of the day. So my guess is there's probably somewhere around 2,000 left. And, it's been a really, really good 36 hours. So hopefully it'll keep up, and hopefully we can get this thing sold out, because the response from the community and season ticket holders and students has been fantastic.
I mean, if you're down to 2,000 and still 3 days left, it's a pretty good shot of that. Now, first game Friday, you guys will play at 3:30 against Portland. Colorado and Drake will play at 7. Is there any particular reason why, even though you guys are hosting, you'll play the early game and not the late game?
TV picks up all that stuff. So I actually think the game after us is 30 minutes after us. I think you're looking at an Eastern time, because we're 3:30, and then they will play 30 minutes after we finish. So TV picks up all those things, and they wanted us first. And you can look at the other parts of the bracket and go, okay, so-and-so's playing at noon that day. You know, it's always funny to me, because everybody's like, well, why didn't you get this game? And then everybody will be taking off work on Thursday to watch the men's tournament starting at 11 a.m., right? So somebody's got to play the 11 a.m. game, and somebody's got to play the 1:30, and TV gets to draft all those times.
Well, Let's take a look at Portland. How much have you learned about the Pilots over the last 2 days, and what are you expecting coming into town to play at 3:30 against these Pilots?
You know, a big challenge because they're so chaotic defensively. They will press you. They will diamond press you, trap. They will man-to-man press you and look for run and jump opportunities. They'll get in the half court and it will be chaotic. And there are just a lot of different things that they can do defensively to cause you problems. So they're a little unorthodox in their approach defensively. So we'll have to be real fundamental. We'll have to be real sound with that. Because they can create some offense from their defense. And then offensively, they're just a real solid team. They're able to run their offense, I think, pretty solid. They run a lot of ISO stuff, and they've got a lot of variety of ways to get into that. So we'll have our hands full, as you should with any tournament team. But and they've got a 6'6 center that we knew of from Australia that started her career at University of Oregon. So they've got a good, solid team.
So is West Virginia the appropriate comparison?
You know what? It's not a bad comparison. They don't have the speed or athleticism that West Virginia has, but they do have a little more guard size. It's a good comparison from the chaos, and they will trap you in different areas of the floor. So there's a little bit of, sometimes when people press and you can see their rules, you know the areas of the floor to stay out of. When you have a team that chaotically presses, like West Virginia, like Portland, you have to stay very, very fundamental no matter where you're at, because there can be some surprise traps. So we'll try to simplify things for our team. We'll try to make things pretty simple that we'll run, whether they're man or zone or man or full court press, and hopefully take the thought process out of it and just be as fundamental as we can. And also, at the same time, make sure that you're aggressive, because you want to punish the press. Some teams will... we want to punish it at the other end. We don't just want to get the ball up the floor. We want to go score. And that will be the same way we approach West Virginia, was to be very aggressive against it.
Any concerns about just what their approach will be coming into this game, given that they're riding the high of having beaten a Gonzaga team that had smoked them so much earlier this year, and really kind of that feeling that they've got nothing to lose at this point?
Oh, I think. You know, everybody gets a little bit of the reset in that if you were Portland and you had to win the tournament, you are riding a high because you had a great 3 days or 4 days or whatever it was at the Big West tournament. But at the same time, I think for us, we've got to do what we can do, and we've got to dictate the things we need to. I think from us defensively, what we've got to do against them is we've got to be very physical with them. We've got to be physical with their cuts. Offensively, we've got to make sure that when you talk about a press, we have one of the great finishers at the other end of the press. So if you want to press us, we've got to get the ball across half court, and we've got to find Lee, just like we did against West Virginia. And I think she had 34 the first time we played West Virginia, and she'll have opportunities to do that again because we'll be able to throw it up over them. But we've got to handle that initial wave of enthusiasm, chaos, all the above on a team that's obviously excited to be in the tournament.
It's not sold out yet, but we do know it's going to be a really solid crowd on Friday with a 3:30 tip-off against Portland, pregame at 3 here on K-Man. Coach, really looking forward to this game on Friday, and best of luck on Friday in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. I'm really super proud of our fans for stepping up, and I hope they gobble up these last couple thousand tickets here. It's going to be a great weekend.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. That's K-State women's basketball coach Jeff Mitty here on The Game. Let's take our final break. We'll wrap up the first hour as we're out at 5:30 for K-State baseball next. Joins us after these words. Batcats coming up at 5:30. They'll have the Wichita State Shockers down in Wichita at X Stadium. First pitch again is a few minutes after 6 o'clock. Pre-game coverage at 5:30. As AJ said in the update, we will we'll jump over to K-State Hoops at 7 with the K-State men tipping off at 8 at Iowa. First round of the NIT. By the way, guys, don't forget, the 2024 Booth Creek Wagyu Bracket Challenge is on. And it kicks off on Thursday at 11 a.m. is the deadline to get your bracket filled out and submitted. It's your opportunity to win cash, gift cards, TVs, up for grabs. It's for free. All you got to do is sign up, fill out the bracket at newsradiokman.com.
Love the fact that the countdown is right there for you on the screen when you get in.
And
it tells you how much time you've got.
It's all very simple as well. It's a great layout. You can print off the bracket once you're done if you want to. It's a very simple setup. NewsRadioKman.com. The 2024 Booth Creek Wagyu Bracket Challenge is on. We're out at 5:30, guys. So when we come back, Mitch Palm versus Iowa. After this timeout and your local news, the game on K-Man.